What did the support for the public, from the public? Do you feel the support from the from people?
Yes, I do feel that public support us generally, but it's it's slightly mixed as well, and there is a certain percentage of the public who don't support us. I think generally, the people who have less money in this country support us, and people who have more money, don't give us the support that I think we deserve. But generally, I feel that the support is there, and the public in general supports us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bit of a morale boost, I suppose, for us on the picket line. But yeah, definitely the public. I feel that in general, the public do support us.
Mm-hmm. And what about the media?
The media. I feel like this is mixed, really. I feel that, again, I feel, yeah, they do support us. But there are certain elements, certain tabloids who don't support us. And they can be quite, I wouldn't say cruel, but quite cold towards the firefighters. But obviously they do support the government, you know. But I think 50-50. And there's a couple of papers who are kind of in the middle. But general, yeah, I'll say 50-50, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 50 who don't support you, do you regard them as at least fair?
No, not at all, actually. I actually feel that they're unfair. There's certain one paper that springs to mind. I feel that they're actually, very much unfair, and they're not printing the truth at all, and they can be biased and not print the facts, mm-hmm. which is obviously very important, what the public needs to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the question, no, I don't think they're being fair at all, really. You know, and they give biased answers and only one side of the story, mm-hmm. I believe, which isn't, you know, one side of the story isn't the whole truth, is it? Just at best it's half of it, isn't it? So, yeah. So no, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say any examples?
I don't know if I can say anything about any papers, generally from what I read in newspapers, it's not the whole facts, the whole truth. Mm-hmm. And I think that you need people to, it's slightly biased.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you need people to give, sit down and give, a balanced answer to all the questions, but they're only half,
mm-hmm.
Half the, mm-hmm. the answers, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yeah, and what do you think about the government and its attitude towards this issue?
I don't feel that the government have done us any justice at all, personally. And me personally, I've seen the government in a different light since the start of this strike,
mm-hmm.
Of this industrial action. I don't think they're being very fair. I don't think they're being very honest. I believe they have their own agenda. And
What agenda would you say that?
Agenda. Mm-hmm. Obviously job cuts is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all along they've always known what they wanted to do to this the fire service, and they're just carrying out. I don't think they're being fair at all, mm-hmm. and I think they're being very authoritarian, not listening to people who actually do the job at all. I don't think they're handling the situation very well at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is your position now?
Position from the fire service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here. You know, we're open to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to stay together. You know, as a union, and hopefully, we're not only fighting for the safety of the public, but we're trying to workers such as myself who have quite a few years left in it. Depends what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the future depends on what we do now. Mm-hmm. So. I think we just need to talk and get the best mm-hmm. settlement for everybody.
Mm-hmm.